Mississippi prisons. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 64 degrees and mostly cloudy. In New York City is 56 degrees and partly cloudy. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Amara Evering.
Marcia Pendleton, producer and host of Backstage Stories on WBAI New York. The acclaimed artists Keith Joseph Atkins and Kelly Gerard will join us this week to talk about the Apollo Theater's new Black Fest, a series of newly commissioned works from some of the most exciting voices in the American theater. Join us on Thursday, April 21st at 9 p.m. for this riveting conversation on the next Backstage Stories.
At 2 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. Together with my co-host, nurse, family therapist, Richardina Theodore, we delve into the explosive issues in mental health. Our mission is to help you know yourself, release your anxieties in your depression, and free your mind. Only on WBAI, the voice of the voiceless, can we voiceless ones be heard. Support the show and WBAI by donating at give2wbai.org. That's the word give, the number 2, at wbai.org. Or by calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can support the show and the station even more by going to give2wbai.org and giving a monthly donation of as little as $10 per month as a WBAI buddy to your favorite show on WBAI 99.5 FM.
The previous program was Leonard Lopate at Large, heard usually Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. It is 2 minutes past 2 p.m. Stay tuned for Take Charge of Your Health here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online.
Hi, this is Take Charge Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Frenari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health, and I'm your host today, Carol Peterson, pharmacist and certified nutritional practitioner. I've got a great guest lined up. I hope we're getting him on. We're just running into a little technical difficulties, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about who he is. He's actually from this neck of the woods, from Long Island. It's Dr. Ronald Drucker. He got a Bachelor's of Science in Medical Technology, and then he went on to become a chiropractor, but he has been practicing in the medical industry. He says now for 53 years. He's a orthomolecular therapist. He's a homeopathist, herbologist, works with detoxification, nutritional counseling, body chemistry balancing, physical therapy, trigger point therapy, and rehabilitation. So he has a lot to talk about. We talked earlier. He wants to talk about how he has been able to get some really critical patients well. And I have to confess, we are going to talk about carbohydrates in a way that we haven't looked at it before. We talk about carbohydrates in a sense of being a nutrient for our diet, but we haven't talked about carbohydrates as they become signaling molecules. Are you here with me, Dr. Drucker? Okay, for right now, I'm going to say 212-209-2877. Do you have him, Reggie?
Not yet.
Let me double check the phone and I'll get it for you. He's not answering.
Just Dr. continue.
Pardon me?
What Just continue.
Thank you, I will. So we're going to talk about glycocalyx. And glycocalyx is something that puts a fuzzy coating on our cells. And this fuzzy coating is because these pieces of carbohydrate sugar-based molecules, these really long molecules, extend through the cell wall and actually become signaling molecules. And years ago, I had heard something about it and really never did a deep dive into it. Not having done a deep dive, I was really kind of taken aback about this when I talked to Dr. Drucker. He is the author of a book called Life Code, and he goes through this very, very clearly. So all of the endothelial cells, have this glycocalyx. It has these little pokey out parts of these carbohydrates sticking out of the cells. What kind of cells are they on? They're on epithelial cells. And where do we find epithelial cells? Well, we find it all over the place. We find it in stem cells, red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, nerve cells, neurological cells, muscle cells, skin cells. So all these cells in our body have these little pieces of carbohydrate hanging off of them. And I'm so interested in finding out that these glycothings, we think about glucose, we're eating carbohydrates, we have complex carbohydrates, but we're talking about some really long chain carbohydrates. We're talking about polymannans, which come particularly rich sources is aloe. And there's so many molecules that we have that have these glucose parts, polymannans, polysaccharides, glycoproteins, glycolipids, glycomannans, proteoglycans, proteoaminoglycans, and often use a sugar called mannose versus glucose. So let me just give you the phone number again, 212-209-2877 for call-ins. And Dr. Drucker, have you joined me?
Yes, I have, and I really apologize for being tardy.
Oh, well, glad to have you now. Have you listened to what I said so far? I'd like to welcome you to the show, Dr. Drucker, and we're really anxious to hear what you have to say about all these carbohydrate-based molecules. You know, I've had all this information in front of me all the time, it seems, for a long time in my life, and I just never put it together until I sat down and read your book, Code of Life.
Oh, well,
and I'm gobsmacked. So I want you to share some of that. So I was trying to define what the glycocalyx was. Do you want to start?
That's a great jumping off point. No, that's a great question. So let me just say what got me started, and then I'll talk about the glycocalyx. What happened was I was 18 years old, and I decided to switch from chemistry to biology. I said, look, what am I going to do? Oh, I want to find the cures of prevention for disease. So I'll go into a program at a hospital. I'll learn medical technology. That's all the scientific ways of, you know, diagnosis and blood chemistry and microbiology and all that good stuff. And I figured that I can go into medical research, right? So I'm in this program, and I went to the director one day. I said, I want to do research. And a few days later, he handed me a cancer research project. So I'm 19 doing cancer research, and I'm doing medical diagnostics, which I found fascinating. But I realized early on that medicine was pretty good for emergencies, you know, like a broken bone, or maybe you're bleeding, or you have a heart attack or something. You know, they could save your life, you know. Or not all the time, but at least some of the time. But the problem was that when it came to chronic conditions, arthritis, diabetes, autoimmune conditions, cancer, they were a disaster. They might make most people worse. It was terrible. So I kept looking for the cures. I couldn't find them in the hospital. So I said to myself, well, you know, if you people don't want to find them, I have to. So I left, you know, research and hospital diagnostics, and I became a chiropractic physician. But I stayed up with the research because I knew the scientists knew. See, the doctors don't want to know, most of them, because it's outside of their purview. See, they're not there to cure you. They're there to treat you. You see? Now, don't get me wrong. If you need surgery, get it. No. But I'm talking about for chronic. So it's just not geared that way. It's for treatment, not cure or prevention. So I kept looking for these prevention. I finally stumbled upon something called the stabilized immune modulators that are polysaccharides you were talking about. And they literally heal the immune system. So let's say you had ulcerative colitis or maybe thyroiditis or maybe you had, eczema or psoriasis or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. There's about 100 of them. Well, the medical...
All these autoimmune type category diseases, right?
Yeah. So what the medical people do is they just give you, steroids and immune suppressants. And, well, what's the side effect? Cancer, you know? So it's crazy. But the stabilized immune modulators, they literally heal your immune system naturally because we need them anyway. They're really essential nutrients. They just have been stolen out of our food supply for the last 100 years. So when you add them back in...
Wait a minute. When you make that statement, what do you mean? They've stolen it out of our food system.
Well, you know, I mentioned...
That's a strong statement. I want to hear what you mean.
Well, sure, because as you read in the book, you know, if you go back 100 years or 200 years, you know, they did rotational farming. They used natural fertilizers. They didn't use pesticides on the foods or herbicides or all this nasty poison, you know, that was natural. Everything was natural. You know, the well water was full of minerals. Today, with these modern farming methods, they don't put the minerals back. They destroyed the friendly bacteria. Your food doesn't have even a fraction of the nutrients that it had years ago. Plus, it's loaded up with all these poison sprays.
Right.
So how do you expect somebody to have proper nutrition or be healthy when not only are you starving them to death of all these essential nutrients like minerals and vitamins and phytonutrients, and then you're putting poison on your food as well? It just doesn't make any sense. And that's one of the reasons we have such an explosion of everything from the common cold to cancer. It's not the only reason, but it's a big contributor. So it turns out when you take these immune modulators, and hopefully you eat a better diet, you know, you get some vitamins, et cetera, what happens is your body starts to heal itself. Now, you want to do some detoxing, of course, but that's normal. You don't want to have good bowel function, drink plenty of water, maybe take saunas or whatever. There's other ways. People can call me for more details.
Right, and we've talked about that on this show many, many times about all sorts of detox things you can do. So what you're saying is we got to put back some of the things we really need and get rid of some of the toxic stuff our bodies don't.
Yes, of course. But the thing is that you can't, even the finest organic food today doesn't have these stabilized immune modulators. In other words, there's really the only major source that I know is the one that I'm talking about. I've been talking about it for almost 40 years now. It's called Digesticure Autoimmune X. There's a number. It's 888-671-2873, 888-671-2873. That's the company's number. I don't sell it. I'm a science advisor to them because of my background in medical research.
So this product that you're talking about is aloe-based, I believe I read.
Well, it is, but I don't want to flip an aloe except to say this. That, you see, you could go out to a store and you could get a leaf of aloe, right? Or you could grow it in the backyard. Or you could order it online. It's not the same. It's like saying, you know, I had a grandfather who had a Model T Ford. It was in his garage for 80 years, and now it's broken down. The tires are flat. The engine is seized. Well, yeah, you could call it a car, but it doesn't really work as a car anymore. Or you could get a brand new, Mercedes-Benz, or maybe a brand new, Lincoln Continental, or a brand new Maserati. And that's a real car. You know, you can really use that as a car, see? Well, but because the aloe products on the market just don't have it. For a variety of reasons, I go into my book. So this is a special species that's been selectively bred. It has huge quantities of these stabilized immune modulators in them. And it really works. Other aloe products, they just don't have it. They use preservatives. They're too dilute. They don't have the broad spectrum. I mean, it's just 100 reasons. So anyway.
So you're saying I just like to say for something practical too, like in our regular food selections, where might we find, I'll give you that this is a particularly good source of it, but where might we find even a little bit of it to add to our daily intake in
various things. I mean, you could grow aloe vera in your backyard. You'd have to drink about 2 quarts a day, but even that wouldn't be as good because it still doesn't have the broad spectrum of the special species that is grown in only 2 parts of the world. But I wanted to get back to glycocalyx. You see, if every cell in your body has a membrane, and on that membrane are molecules that protrude. And those protruding molecules are called the glycocalyx, whether it's in your endothelium, like lining your blood vessels, whether it's on a heart cell, a liver cell, a bone, doesn't really matter, all the cells. Well, see, that's how the immune system knows it's you, because those molecules, which, by the way, are the same as the ones in this concentrate, in this Digesticure Autoimmune X, they're the ones that actually tell the immune system, it's me, leave me alone. Or conversely, if there's different molecules there, I'm a bacteria, I'm a virus, I'm a cancer cell, come and get me, see? Because it's only your immune system that ultimately kills the last bacteria, the last virus, or the last cancer cell, you see.
So would you define autoimmunity as a dysfunction of the glycocalyx and a deficiency of these immune modulators?
That's right, because, you see, if you don't have the right molecules there, the immune system doesn't recognize you as being you, so it attacks you like you're a foreign invader, like you're a bacteria or a virus or a cancer cell or a toxin or something. So you really have to have a healthy glycocalyx. The way you do it is by feeding it what it needs, which are these stabilized immune modulators.
Okay.
That's basically so what we do.
One of the things I saw in your book was that collagen was a glucose-based molecule, and we are eating collagen left, right, and center. I was just in the health food store, and I see this whole wall of different types of collagens that you can choose from.
First of all, there's a lot of problems with that. Most of the collagen you're going to eat, it's not organic. It's coming from some GMO-fed, pig or cow or something.
Right.
Or knows where they're getting it from. I don't want that GMO contaminated material. What I want is my own body to make collagen. Now, it's very simple. In regards to collagen, yes, the stabilized immune molecules have the basic building blocks of collagen in them, so that will help, of course. But it's not its major function, but it's certainly one of them. But your body will make, if you take more vitamin C, your body's going to make more collagen.
But so that would be the better way, the better route to go.
Well, of course, almost nobody has vitamin C anyway.
Uh-huh, that's right. So let me just interject here with, we're taking callers, 212-209-2877. I've got Dr. Ron Drucker speaking to us today, and he's talking about how you get to be autoimmune, actually attacking your own body, and what was the solution. So go on, Dr. Drucker, keep talking.
Well, basically what you have to do is you have to feed your body these missing nutrients. Mm-hmm. And the richest, broadest, concentrated form of them are these stabilized immune modulators. It's called Digesticure. And you can obtain it by calling your company.
We can do it at the end of the show. You can put give everything.
Well, I just
want to
give out the yep. Anyway, but the point is that this is the only. Look, you know how important the immune system is. Every bacteria, every virus, every cancer, every toxin. If you cut your hand, it's the immune system that heals it. So you can all the antibiotics, all the chemotherapy in the world. Yeah, you can kill some bacteria and some cancer cells, but the last bacteria or cancer cell is killed by your immune system because they'd have to kill you first. They'd give you so much chemo, you would be dead before the last cancer stem cell was destroyed. You see.
Okay, so I made a little note here. One of our immune system cytokines, I guess, interleukin-2, is actually a long-chain polymannan. So can you tell us what the polymannan is? And this would be one of the signaling molecules that you're talking about.
Well, yes. See, there's many, many of these signaling molecules. You mentioned cytokines. Cytokines, mm-hmm. by and large, not exclusively, but by and large, are pro-inflammatory. Have you heard about the cytokine storm or how people, for example, and then they get all the inflammation, and the smart doctors are giving people, you know, anti-inflammatories and cortisone or whatnot to try to bring down the inflammation. It's not a cure, but it helps them. It's because the cytokines are going crazy. Well, that's what these vaccines actually increase your cytokines and actually make it more likely for you to get sick or if you get the illness itself. But it's not just that. Almost any disease has too many of these pro-inflammatory cytokines. Now, the immune modulators actually modulate your immune system and turn off the overproduction of these cytokines and these pro-inflammatory chemicals, you see.
Right. Some of the interleukins are inflammatory and some are not inflammatory.
Right. Like, for example, IL-2 and 6 and tumor necrosis factor are very pro-inflammatory.
Uh-huh.
And, for example, say IL-10, it's more of a modulator. But that's very technical. Most of the public, they're not going to relate to that particularly because it gets very technical. But what the big picture is that, yes, we do need some pro-inflammatory chemicals in our bodies that do help initiate the healing process. But we don't want chronic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we want to modulate our immune system. We don't want to suppress it. We don't want to overly boost it. We want to modulate it. Modulate it means we want to optimize it. We want to normalize it. So it does, for example, if it's an overactive immune system, it can attack your own tissues like rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's or lupus or psoriasis. There's 100 of them. We don't want that, so we want to calm it down. But on the other hand, you want to have enough immune competence or immune function so that your body doesn't permit bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, or cancer to get the better of us. So there's a balance. And that's what the immune modulators do. They balance out your immune system. They heal your immune system.
Okay, so another little note was the sugar mannose versus glucose in some of these molecules. We know glucose is that's actually what we measure when we measure blood sugars.
Right.
And you can find that on some things if you are avoiding the corn syrup things, you may find something actually sweetened with glucose on your store shelves. But what about mannose? And what about its importance in these molecules?
So I go into that in my book. You see, if you look at, I have to give you a little bit of the biochemistry. If you look at glucose, it has the same number of carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens as mannose. The difference is that the mannose molecule is twisted in three-dimensional space. It's got the same number of atoms in it, but it's twisted. It's in a different shape, so your body can use it differently. See, biochemistry doesn't work just on what's there, but it's what they call configuration, the shape. So and it's very hard for your body to make mannose. Some people can't hardly make it at all. But that's that plus the other immune, it is an immune modulator, but there's many others. When you combine all of them, now you can have a healthy immune system. If you're just trying to rely on glucose or starches to produce these carbohydrates, it's never going to work. Because even though it's technically a carbohydrate from a biochemical labeling standpoint, it has many different physiological functions. So you need to add it. And by the way, your digestive tract, kind of important, your digestive tract has receptor sites for these immune modulators, which, yes, they are complex carbohydrates, or some of them are simple and more complex. In fact, there's probably hundreds of thousands of different ones. That's how complex it gets. But for the average person, they don't need to be a biochemist or get into all these technical details. What they need to know is that you need them. You need a fair amount of them, particularly if you're sick or if you want to prevent disease. Then once you're healthy again, you can just go on a maintenance dose. It's a very small amount that you really need on a daily basis once you've cured yourself of whatever diseases you have. But realize it's the immune system that's really healing you. See, I don't heal anybody. It's your immune system.
You brought up something very interesting that we usually think about proteins, and proteins have to have a correct configuration or folding or whatever actually work as enzymes and stuff. So you're telling us, the audience today, that there is a corresponding activity by these very long chains of carbohydrates. And you also mentioned, which I thought it was pretty interesting, if I'm recapping it correctly, is that in the gut, we have specific receptors that actually will take in these complex carbohydrates.
Yes. Because, see, the body doesn't have digestive enzymes for them. So so the body will take it in by a process called pinocytosis, where the lining of the intestine actually invaginates, and it actually gobbles it up almost like you've seen, like an amoeba that will grab something.
Or Pac-Man.
It will pull it into the system because the body needs them so desperately. So the body has developed separate mechanisms, special mechanisms to do that. Again, you'll read about it in my book if you want. The book is called The Code of Life, by the way. The Code of Life.
Yes, and you can give your website at the end. You offer a free download on your website. I really encourage people to have a look. It's very, very interesting. How about people who take glucosamine? And that's been a very popular supplement for arthritis. Does this qualify as
I understand the question. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of things that have been popularized, whether it's collagen or glucosamine or whatever it is. There are all kinds of things. But why take one individual supplement when you can get all those effects from the immune modulators? See, not only are you going to heal the gut, you're going to heal your immune system. But if you heal your gut and your immune system, your arthritis goes away. Your Hashimoto's goes away. Your rheumatoid arthritis goes away. Your eczema, psoriasis, lupus. See, these things are essential. So you could take a handful of vitamins or minerals or supplements. It's still not going to do what the immune modulators are going to do.
So you're saying in this particular product that's been derived from aloe, you get a whole palette of these. Another thing that I read about in your book was hyaluronic acid. Now, I find this very interesting. We're injecting that into people's knees. We're injecting it into people's faces. You can find face creams with that. And that's another complex carbohydrate molecule, correct?
Yes, and I'm not saying those procedures are never necessary. Sometimes they might be very beneficial. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is start with the basics. Get these essential nutrients in. Get these essential nutrients. Let's see what they do. Give that a number of months and see. You may not need those other procedures, which are could be very expensive. They could be painful. They could be dangerous. You may not even need them. Now, by the way, anybody can call me with a condition, whatever their conditions are, and I can counsel them on the phone.
We'll recap that at the end of the show, all your contacts.
I understand. I'm just saying, though, but what I offer something is very different. Very few doctors will let you call them without coming into the office and paying the fee and all that. Uh-huh. No, you could just call me on the phone, because one of my purposes in life is to get this information out to the public because it's so powerful. Can you imagine taking something that literally heals your immune system?
Yeah, this is quite amazing. It's already because of COVID, whether it's the toxic assaults we've had or it's extreme stress. We can see in the literature now, they're documenting a huge rise of autoimmune diseases. And maybe list a few more so people have an understanding. I know, like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, all the bowel inflammatory things, IBS, we have like MS. How about Parkinson's is another one?
Well, Parkinson's.
Even people that are suffering from what we're calling long COVID, some people also characterize that as being an autoimmune disease.
Yeah,
Would you agree?
There's no question the immune system is going haywire today. If you look at the poor nutrition, look at the toxicities, look at the stress, look at these crazy treatments that they're coming up with, all this toxic stuff. This is, nature heals. Yes, in an emergency, you may need a drug, you may need an operation. But most people's health concerns are really chronic. Their arthritis, their diabetes, their obesity, there's thyroid problems, there's endocrine problems. They have autoimmune conditions. They have ulcerative colitis. They have lupus. There's so many. These are the things that I'm more interested in taking care of, and frankly, it's the immune modulators that are a major component of how you help this, because without a functioning immune system, a properly functioning immune system, you're not going to get rid of these things. I don't care if it's diabetes. I don't really care what it is. Virtually all of them have an immune system component. And once we get your immune system working right, and your own body is no longer attacking you, and it's protecting you against every bacteria, virus, fungi, parasite, cancer, you name it, let me tell you, you can turn around 95% of people's health problems within about 6-8 months.
That's really astonishing. I was looking at your website, and you have lots of people talking about their own experience, so I listened to a few, and I was quite astonished. So a rather normal-looking woman is talking about her experience. She took these immune modulators for, at this point, 2 years. And she was talking about how her asthma was relieved. She didn't have to have inhalers. And she had various allergies, and that also had gone. And then at the end, toward the end, she goes, oh, and yes, over the last 2 years, I've lost 100 pounds.
Okay,
so
right.
what was going on there? Was the fact that she was overweight, are you characterizing that also as an immune system dysfunction?
Here's the thing. So, her thyroid probably wasn't working. So besides getting rid of her asthma and allergies, we probably healed up her thyroid. So now when you have normal thyroid function, you're going to start burning fat. You're going to start losing weight. You're going to start having more energy. You're going to feel like exercising. You're going to get rid of your depression and constipation and all the other crazy things that these terrible symptoms that underactive thyroid causes.
Right.
There's a lot of secondary benefits. But absolutely.
You covered this a little bit in your book. I made a note of this, too. There's been an issue of constipation. Maybe we should even have a constipation program sometime. But of interest to me was you were talking about chronic constipation was both a lack of stomach acid and a lack of bile.
Well, there's many reasons for it. But I will say this. If you have a chronic health condition, you really want to get rid of your constipation. In fact, not just that. You want to detoxify. You want to drink plenty of clean water. About 64 ounces is a good starting point for most people per day. You know, mineral water, spring water, purified water. You want to get, sweating is great. Saunas are great. In other words, when I work with somebody, basically I'm getting them to detox and getting them the nutrition they need. But the key here is different than going to a nutritionist because I'm also working with the immune modulators, which literally heals the person's gut and their immune system. That's
so when we're talking about healing, this particular woman was interviewed after 2 years. What kind of results can you see when you increase your intake of immune modulators? How long does it take to see results?
Well, that's an excellent question because it depends on the condition. It depends on the condition of the patient. And frankly, it depends on how they cooperate, like with anything. For example, I'm going to tell you a funny story. So I had a fellow call me. This was years ago. But a fellow called me. He called me from Texas. And this is what he said to me. I found you on the internet. I have the worst case of ulcerative colitis. I have 20 bloody bowel movements a day. It's killing me. I can't work. I'm losing my job. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my home. The doctors want to cut out my intestines and give me a bag. I really don't want to do that. What can I do? I'm desperate. So I told him exactly what to do. You know, take the immune modulators. I put him on a real healthy diet, right? Well, this guy was so desperate, he did exactly what I told him. I mean, he was amazingly cooperative. So I spoke to him a few times, and I didn't hear from him for like a number of months. Well, all of a sudden, one day, I get a call from this guy. And he says to me, you know what? It worked. I said, what do you mean it worked? He said, I don't have ulcerative colitis anymore. I have normal bowel functions. I gain back my weight. I don't have to have that terrible surgery. I'm absolutely better, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. So I said, what are you
doing? What wasn't he happy about?
So I said, what do you mean you're not happy? We saved your life, you know, no more bloody bowel movements. You don't have to get the operation, have to wear the bag, you know, you have your back at work. What are you talking? He said, well, because my buddies, they go out on Friday night, they go to the bar, they drink beer and have pepperoni pizza, and I feel left out. Right? Right? So I said, well, what do you want me to do? You're all 100% better. You were dying, you know, whatever, 8 months ago. So he said to me, well, what can I do? So I thought about it. Now, his maintenance dose was 4 capsules a day of the immune modulator, right? The digestive cure, right? 4 capsules a day. He was in perfect health. So I said to him, okay, look, on Thursday, double up, take 8. On Thursday morning and on Friday morning, go out, have fun, drink beer, have pizza, whatever you want to do, and call me in about a month. I kind of forgot about the guy. So about a month later, he goes, you know what? It worked. I said, what worked? He said, I did what you said. I doubled up. I went from 4 to 8 and 8. I go out. I drink beer. I have pizza. I have a lot of fun with my buddies. The next day, I get a little tiny bit of diarrhea. It's nothing, quote, unquote, he says. You see, so you don't have to be a health nut for the rest of your life. I do like people to be very, to err on the side of safety or do the right thing during the healing process.
Yeah, so what kind of diet guidance do you give people? What's your rule of thumb?
I like to customize the individual. I mean, in general, obviously, you should stay away from sugar and junk food and try to minimize things like, you know, like wheat and corn and rye and barley and, you know, preservatives. I mean, most people, artificial sweeteners. I mean, most people know that. But then again, I customize it. See, on the phone, I can ask you certain questions and I can figure out certain things and I can then customize it to the individual. For example, some people will have low blood pressure, particularly women. If they have low blood pressure, they're not producing enough hydrochloric acid, and they're not going to digest their food. That could slow down their healing process. Just giving you some examples. Well,
I just did an aside here. I talked to a physician at a conference, and I think this is a wonderful pearl. He thinks hydrochloric acid is the best anti-aging substance we have. Uh-huh. What
That's
do you think?
Obviously, if you're not digesting the food, you're not going to absorb your nutrients. If you're not going to absorb your nutrients, who's going to get it? All the pathogenic bacteria, digestive tract. So, yeah, I'm just giving you that as an example. There's lots of examples. Some people are on the wrong kind of diet. Some people are eating the wrong foods. Some people, like I say, they're constipated. They're not drinking enough water. Maybe they're toxic. Maybe I got to do some detoxing with them. Whatever the case may be, and I'm happy to do it. I call that fine-tuning. That's fine-tuning.
Uh-huh.
You see? But the big picture is, if we can get them on a reasonably healthy program, reasonably healthy diet, get rid of the things like chronic constipation, drink some water, get these immune modulators into your system, let your body's gut and immune system heal up, you would be amazed at the things that just disappear. It's ultimately the immune system that heals us. All I'm really doing is showing people how to heal their immune system and letting the immune system heal them.
Right. You're putting in nutrition that's going to help you rebuild, and then you're going to help them get rid of toxic substances, as I said before. It's amazing to me. I've been watching a few Facebook pages, and the kind of treatments that people with autoimmune diseases are being presented with, and it's expensive, and they have many toxic side effects, and they really get no good explanation of why you would have a body that would choose to attack itself. It defies judgment. Another thing, I saw a question on Facebook by somebody, and they were inquiring about autoimmune diseases and whether, if you've been diagnosed with one, let's say Hashimoto's, for example, if you have Hashimoto's, are you going to have more propensity to develop others?
My opinion is yes.
So how about you?
Well, that's true. As a matter of fact, I've been doing this for decades, and oftentimes someone will have one autoimmune disease, and next thing you know, they have two or three other ones. See, the reason they have an autoimmune disease in the first place is because of a dysfunctional immune system that's attacking themselves. But why do they attack, for example, maybe in rheumatoid arthritis, where they attack the joints or the synovial fluid? Maybe another person is attacking a thyroid, another person that's attacking your connective tissue. You know, so you can go on and on. It's just dysfunctional. So, yeah, we can talk about, you know, the 100 different autoimmune diseases and all the little idiosyncrasies, but the basic principle is, let's heal your immune system. Let's turn off the autoimmune attack, you see. Then it doesn't really matter whether you call it Hashimoto's or rheumatoid arthritis or it's lupus or whatever, because once the immune system heals itself, you're not going to have any of those conditions.
So interesting. We still have time for a caller if somebody wants to call in, 212-209-2877. This is Carol Peterson for Take Charge of Your Health. We're talking with Dr. Ron Drucker, and we're discussing autoimmunity and immune-modulating molecules that can be used to give you the nutrition your body needs to heal that autoimmune system. So, you had in your book, I just highlighted various areas, and maybe this is off subject, but you mentioned that there are several diseases where serotonin elevations are involved with the disease. And you mentioned schizophrenia and mongolism, which is Down syndrome, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, we have a lot of people getting placed on drugs that are trying to raise our body's serotonin. So this might be just not the right direction to go. Do you want to comment on what you brought up in your book?
First of all, yeah, of course. Well, first of all, you're talking about the SSRIs, the serotonin uptake inhibitors. These are psychiatric drugs. They're very dangerous, lots of side effects. Let me tell you how ridiculous it is to give anybody a drug like that. About 90% of your serotonin is made in a healthy gut. Now, it is true, if you have what's called dysbiosis, you have a lousy diet, maybe you're taking drugs, maybe you're drinking alcohol, who knows what, you're destroying your friendly flora in the gut. Yeah, your serotonin is going to fall, and you're going to be more likely to get depressed, have psychological problems, etc. But assuming we get you on a reasonably healthy diet, now, like I say, I may have to fine-tune it to the individual, but it's not that difficult. We can do it in a few phone calls. Then we get you the immune modulators. The immune modulators will feed the friendly bacteria, help them to grow, get rid of the dysbiosis, kill off the bad bacteria, and guess what? Now you're making lots of your own serotonin. See, they actually call the stomach, they call it the second brain, because the stomach does produce neurotransmitters and B-complex vitamins and all kinds of things that are very helpful to the whole body. So there is a communication between the gut and the brain. We can enhance that communication vis-a-vis the immune modulators. Furthermore, there's a whole study called epigenetics. You know, like, say you
okay, give a definition, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna. See, we inherit one gene from our mother and one from our father, right? So that particular, maybe one of them is defective. It doesn't matter whether it's a father or mother. One of them is defective. Well, if we encourage the stimulation of the healthy gene, and we discourage the expression of the unhealthy or defective gene, then you wouldn't even know that you have it. That's epigenetics. How do we do it? We do it by using the friendly bacteria, of which there's thousands of species, which we feed with them with a... See, Digesticare is not just an immune modulator. It's also a prebiotic. It actually feeds the friendly bacteria. So when the friendly bacteria get what they want, they multiply, and they produce these metabolic intermediaries that the person with these genetic defects can't do on their own, and that's called epigenetics. In other words, we're getting the body to work around its genetic defect. You see? It's really exciting.
And we're back to a healthy microbiome that we've talked about on this show many times as well. I love that you said that this is a prebiotic, the type of bacteria that your body will actually host. It's really dependent on having good prebiotics. We've got a couple of callers. Could we have one of the callers, please?
Hello.
What's your name and welcome to WBAI?
My name is Monty Stewart. I'm calling from Jersey. And I'd like to know if this will help lung disease.
Do you have a diagnosis, ma'am?
Yeah, it says I have, what was the lung disease called? I can't think of the lung disease. But anyway, yeah, they said I have a lung disease.
Well, there's many different lung diseases. Let me just say this. Why don't you do this? Take down my phone number. It's 954-547-0487. 954-547-0487. Give me a call. We can go into more detail because, you know, there's obviously a number of different lung diseases. And furthermore, you know, I've been in healthcare for 53 years. So, yes, I'm very, very interested, and I love these immune modulators. There's nothing like them. But, you know, sometimes I have to fine-tune your program. Maybe there's something else that would help you in addition to them. So I don't want to just say very, you know, generally on the phone. I'd like to know more about your individual situation. But I don't charge for a phone call. Just give me a call.
Okay.
Get that info. Try to get me the diagnosis. Even if you have more than one diagnosis, whatever you have. And then I'm happy to talk to you. There's no charge, ma'am.
Your name again?
My name is Dr. Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R, and my website is healtherootcause.com, HealTheRootCause.com, and my phone number is 954-547-0487. But anybody can call me. I don't charge for a phone call. I don't even consider. I'm not your doctor. I'm just a friendly second opinion.
Right.
Okay. We have another caller waiting. Can we have our next caller? And thank you for your call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to WBAI. What's your name, please?
Thanks a lot. I listen to your program all the time. I have been recently diagnosed with a schwannoma, which is a tumor of the nerve cell on my neck. And I'm wondering if the immune modulators could possibly dissolve a tumor.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a great question. And if you think about it, no matter what you do, those types of ailments, the last abnormal cell that's destroyed is destroyed by your immune system, as I said earlier. So there's no question that the stabilized immune modulators, in your case, the one I would recommend is called AC-Mannan, A-C-E-M-A-N-N-A-N. There's only two. This is the more powerful one for your particular situation, AC-Mannan. But again, give me a call. Let's go into the more details, more specifics. But yes, there's no question you want to get the healthiest immune system. Absolutely.
Okay. That's true. That's true of all cancer patients. That's one of the things that will save you no matter which way you go. Keep up your immune system.
It's true of the flu.
Okay.
It's true of anything.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I will be calling you.
I'm more than happy to.
And I will get your book as well. 954-547-0487, correct?
Yeah, just give me a call. Sure.
Okay, so Dr. Drecker,
thank you.
We're almost at the end of our show. If you would like to maybe leave us with some parting thoughts, and by all means, leave us with your website and your phone number, how to contact you. That would be awesome.
Oh, sure, of course. Well, the best website for me is heal@drondrucker.com. That's heal@drondrucker.com. The other one, which is very good, is drondrucker.com, drronpdrucker.com. Those are my two best websites.
Okay, great. And do you have some parting thoughts for us?
Oh, absolutely. I just wanted to give my phone number out again.
Okay, sure.
My phone number is 954-547-0487. That's 954-547-0487. And the parting thought is this, that modern medicine can be very good for emergencies. If you need a surgery, get the surgery. If you're in terrible pain, get a painkiller. You know, if you have to go to the ER, go. But most of our health problems today are not medical emergencies. Most of them are chronic degenerative diseases, whether they're bacterial, viral, fungal, parasitic, whether it's a suppressed immune system, whether it's an overactive immune system, like an autoimmune disease, of which there's over 100. The only thing that will really correct those things or prevent them is to have a healthy functioning immune system. This is what I have been studying for over 40 years, how to heal the immune system. Because, see, the immune system is the best doctor in the world. I don't treat disease. All I do is I show people how to get healthy. How do they get healthy? Mainly by healing their immune system. So that's really the gist of what I'm doing. You can read my book, The Code of Life. Go to my website, healtherootcause.com. You can call me, 954-547-0487. I'm happy to talk to you. I don't charge on the phone. I'm not your doctor. I'm just a friendly. I'm really just an educator. I've been a healthcare scientist for 53 years. I was doing cancer research. I was 19. So,
yep. All that experience is something really valuable. So I'm so happy to have you come on the program today. I'd like to encourage everybody to go to WBAI.org and become a buddy. Become a WBAI buddy and support this show, please. We'd like to keep bringing good speakers and good ideas. Like I said, I was just gobsmacked about the tremendous information I got from reading Dr. Drucker's book. So with that, we're going to wrap up and leave you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Reggie, for assisting us so well, our engineer. And thank you, Dr. Drucker, for taking time out to talk with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me, and I enjoyed your show. And like I say, anyone can call me. There's no charge. I'm not your doctor. I'm just a friendly second opinion.
Thank you. So we'll be back next week. Take charge of your health and log into WBAI.org and become a buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can hear this program in its entirety on my Facebook, Corinne Fornari, RPA, CCN, or on Take Charge of Your Health Facebook page, Take Charge of Your Health. My website is fornarihealth.com, and my office number is 212-219-0700. That's 212-219-0700. And I know many of you noticed that beautiful music, a big change. My brother's group wrote it for me, Left Hook from Redding, California. Their website is Redding Left Hook. Really special. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
WPFW in Washington and WBAI in New York. I'm Amara Evering with some brief news headlines. Today, President Biden announced hundreds of millions of dollars in new military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing another $800 million to further augment Ukraine's ability to fight in the east in the Donbas region. This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers. It also includes more tactical drones. In the past 2 months, we've moved weapons and equipment to Ukraine at record speed. We've sent thousands of anti-armor and anti-missile helicopters, drones, grenade launchers, machine guns, rifles, radar systems. More than 50 million rounds of ammunition had already been sent. The United States alone has provided 10 anti-armor systems for every one Russian tank that's in Ukraine, a 10-to-1 ratio. We're sharing and will continue to share significant timely intelligence with Ukraine to help defend them against Russian aggression. Our unity with our allies and partners and our unity with the Ukrainian people is sending an unmistakable message to Putin. He will never succeed in dominating and occupying all of Ukraine. He will not, that will not happen. In addition to bolstering Ukraine's resistance on the battlefield, we're also demonstrating our support for the people of Ukraine. Today, the United States is announcing that we intend to provide an additional $500 million in direct economic assistance to the Ukrainian government.
The Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, said that this $500 million is, quote, only the beginning of aid for Ukraine. Today, she said, quote, we plan to deploy this direct aid to Ukraine as soon as possible to be used on the most urgent needs, end quote. A large wildfire in Arizona nearly tripled in size yesterday, forcing thousands to flee their homes in a drought-stricken rural area. Dubbed the Tunnel Fire, the blaze has burned an area larger than Manhattan, roughly 14 miles north of Flagstaff, Arizona, and is 0% contained, according to a state website. Today, the Supreme Court upheld a ruling that allows the exclusion of residents in Puerto Rico from receiving federal disability benefits. The ruling found that Congress has the authority to exclude those living in the U.S. territory from receiving assistance in the Supplemental Security Income Program, which offers benefits to low-income elderly people, the blind, and disabled. Justice Sonia Sotomayor